So I was getting ready to interview a member of a legendary rap group. It turns out he had beaten me into the studio.
How are you doing out there, Radioland? It's a nice day in New York City. Sun
Lamont
is
Hawkins, can you hear
out.
me?
Who said my
Hey,
name like that?
this is David Green. I'm in LA. I'm the one you're stuck talking to.
I'm like, where you came from? Hey, Lamont Hawkins? I'm like,
Where's that voice coming from?
ooh.
So that's Lamont Hawkins, aka U-God. He was in our studio in New York City. U-God was one of nine original members of the Wu-Tang Clan, a hip-hop group who changed the sound of East Coast rap in the early 90s.
Shaolin shadow boxing and the Wu-Tang sword style.
Their kung fu imagery, their hardcore approach to lyrics were really groundbreaking.
Roar, I'ma give it to you with no trivia. Roll like cocaine straight from Bolivia.
That's U-God rhyming there. He and most of the other members of the group were from a part of New York City that's not known for its rap culture, Staten Island. They were from a neighborhood called Park Hill, and their struggles growing up there informed this raw style. U-God writes about this in his new book, Raw, My Journey into the Wu-Tang. And I asked him to paint a portrait of the housing projects where he spent his childhood.
It's a federally subsidized, complex of about probably like 20 buildings, seven stories high, a couple of them a little more taller. But we all congested in one little area, you know. And
yeah, you wrote about you. I mean, it was just you would be out on the streets and ready to fight. Like, it sounded like you were just constantly being tested.
Always, man. But after a while, you know, you get tired, man. Mm-hmm. You know, after a while, you get tired of getting wedgies and getting punched in your chest and getting beat up and getting slapped. So sooner or later, you fight back.
And fight back he did. U-God also got swept up in the drug scene, which was thriving in the 80s. Park Hill was flush with crack cocaine and also guns. U-God remembers spotting crack for the first time when he was out with a friend.
One day, we was walking in the streets, it was raining, and I looked down in the gutter, I saw a little package, a little bundle, and my friend was like, yo, I picked it up, I said, what the hell is this? He said, oh, that's drugs. I said, word? He said, I can get money for that. He said, I could probably get like 300, 300. I said, yeah, all right. I'm thinking he's gonna come back like a week later, so he came back in like 20 minutes.
With 300 bucks.
With 300 bucks.
And that kind of quick money was hard to resist. U-God started dealing a lot. He built up a mini drug empire, which landed him in prison. After getting out, he decided to leave the dealing behind and commit to making music. He and his neighborhood crew, who were already popular rapping at house parties and on the streets, became Wu-Tang Clan. Nine distinct voices feeding off each other. There's nothing really like you guys in rap or in music, or maybe anywhere.
Well, all I can say is, man, we are nine brothers that came from the streets for real. And Wu-Tang stands for witty, unpredictable talent, and natural game. You know what I'm saying? And we witty, man. We unpredictable. We got talent. And we got natural game, man. We know what it means. We slick with our stuff, man. You know, different type of group, man.
But you competed against each other. That was part of what, I mean, which sounded crazy. You'd be up there, like, competing for the best verse.
I don't want to. I'm not competing. I'm not. See, you talking to the wrong person. I'm a Scorpio. I don't compete.
Okay.
I'm more or less of a person. If I hear somebody say something nice on the beat, and it's like, doom, 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 he's saying some flyness, I'm like, oh, man, I got to get me some of that.
Yeah. Curses from war, innocent blood spills for days. Soothing garly ways, hands, Solomon praise.
Curses of war, innocent blood spills for days. Soothing garly ways, hands, Solomon praise.
This song, A Better Tomorrow, is deeply personal. U-God says he was expressing the pain of living in a place where violence is routine. The innocent blood he's rapping about belonged to his two-year-old son. Someone in Park Hill held the child up to shield himself from gunfire, and the baby was hit.
When my son got shot, I didn't have no therapy at the time. I was just trying to relieve certain things in my mind and just, when I talk about somebody getting shot, when I come from, it's like nothing. You know, people get shot where I'm from every day, you know. No disrespect what's going on in Florida, but, you know, that's what happens every day where I'm from. You know, I feel the pain, but I don't have no therapy for that, you know. When my son got shot at 2 years old, he got shot by stray bullets that wasn't meant for him, you know, and he, you know, lost a kidney, dislocated two of his fingers, and he died twice and came back, you know, and You know,
so he's in his 20s now, right?
Yeah, and yeah, Dante.
And you write about so wanting to be a good parent.
Yes.
Are you a role model for him?
I would hope to say some, you know, a little bit. I try, you know. My whole situation is, man, you know, I didn't have a father growing up. I had to wing it. I just tell him, don't be afraid to call your pops, man, because that's what I'm here for, you know.
Because your success, I mean, that's the paradox. And I think you actually put it best when you were talking about the Wu-Tang song Cream. You said that song depicts the harsh life in Park Hill, and that's what ended up taking you out of that, as you call it, ghetto environment.
Yes. The very environment that was painted the picture of was wound up being the song that took us up out of there. You know, certain things are just super mystical that you just cannot explain.
Like, what do you tell people who say that music shouldn't celebrate drugs and shouldn't celebrate violence?
Well, we don't celebrate drugs on that song. We talk about the struggles. I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no jive. That's basically what he said, was just, we grew up rough. It was a single parent household. We grew up in a crime infested neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? And we just talked about making our way up out of that. I don't want to glorify violence, bro. I talk about it because I know that I'm not the only one going through it. We know we ain't the only ones going through it. We're not special in that aspect. Anybody that comes from the bottom, that's not coming from a silver or a privileged life, can relate to what we talk about.
So did music save your life?
Oh, yes, it has. All praises, and thank you for even interviewing me. Yes, it has. Yes, it has, my man. Yes. Skip the introduction, pulsate the lip function.
The junction get rushed by some grimy people busting weed. That was the rapper U God from the Wu-Tang Clan. His new book is called Raw, My Journey into the Wu-Tang. Thoroughbred thugs insert the phantasm, verbal smarts, spark the word, visit my scripture.